Welcome to the So You Want to Lose Weight podcast. I'm your host, Ellie Gilbert, and I'm so glad you're here. On every episode, we're going to be talking about, well, weight loss, but actually everything else that weight loss might bring into your life. My goal with every episode is for you to be honest with yourself and ask yourself one question. So, do I really want to lose weight? Hello, hello. Hi, friends. How are you today? I hope you are doing well. I hope you've had an awesome day. I hope you had a great 4th of July if you are in the United States. I hope you had a great weekend, great holiday weekend spent with those you love most. Because you know what, you guys? That's what matters most. It is so important to be able to take the time and make it a priority to spend that time with the people that build us up and make us want to be our best, and not let what you look like, what you're eating, what activities you're doing, don't let any of that hold you back. Just enjoy, invest in good conversation, and build that mental health of yours. I am so excited to talk about the subject we're going to be talking about today. I heard this story in church a few weeks ago. It was during our Sunday school lesson, and it just like hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And she wasn't talking about, body image or anything like that, but I, it just like hit me that I should totally talk about this. This is so important, and it was a great story for me to kind of put together and relate to body image and health and wellness and how we can use this. So anyway, so the title of this episode is Don't Go Chasing Rattlesnakes. Probably weren't anticipating that, right? Don't go chasing rattlesnakes. Or what rattlesnakes are you chasing in your life? So here's the story. The story was about a man and a rattlesnake, and the man had been bit by the rattlesnake. After he was bit, he had two choices. The first would be to chase after the rattlesnake, find it, and kill it. But I don't know, how many rattlesnakes you've been around in your life. There's a ton here in Utah. They're all over, and especially this year because it's been so hot. I've heard so many stories of people seeing rattlesnakes on the trails, and they're just everywhere. But how long is it going to take to chase a rattlesnake? Right? They're pretty fast. I mean, I've actually never seen a rattlesnake like really go as fast as they can, but I would assume they're pretty fast. So they're pretty fast, and they're good at disguising themselves. Rattlesnakes are really good at camouflage. Most of the time when people, come upon them, they don't actually see them. They will hear the rattle before they'll actually see the snake. So they're really good at disguising themselves. So you're chasing after this rattlesnake, it could take a long time. So if you've been bit by a rattlesnake and now you're chasing it, what happens when that snake bite goes untreated for too long? Okay, rattlesnake venom is very, very dangerous. So that's option number one. The second option would be to get away from the snake, forget that snake, treat the venom, treat the bite, and live. After this, you have a lesson learned and a life left to live. How often do we chase rattlesnakes in our own health and wellness? It could be a new diet, or it could be, chasing after an ideal body type. Sometimes it's pushing really, really hard, like too excessively in your workouts, or not getting enough sleep because you have, work projects or, something like that that's keeping you from, getting that full night's sleep. All of these things may seem like they're good options, right? They're gonna make us be better people, right? I'm gonna feel better. I'm gonna look better. I'm gonna excel at my job. I'm gonna be really fit, right? Or I'm gonna be really small, right? They might seem like the better option, and along with this, this man chasing after this rattlesnake, he he may think that chasing after it is the better option. If I eliminate this rattlesnake, if I just get rid of it, if I chase, you know, that could seem like the better option. But how long are we going to chase after them before the venom catches up to us? How long are we going to diet before our body doesn't even recognize what it actually needs anymore? How long are we going to diet before we don't, you know, feel our hunger cues? How long are we going to chase for an ideal body type before we start losing our period? Or, you know, we have fertility struggles. How long are you going to lose sleep and chase after, you know, this job title or something, you know, something like that, if you're going the work route, before you start losing your energy and your family starts, you know, you start losing your family or your friendships in the process because you're chasing. So how long are we going to chase after these things before that venom or that negative side effect actually catches up to us? When we actually slow down and listen to our body, so option number two, when we slow down, listen to our body and understand what it actually needs to be treated, then we have the opportunity to continue to live a full life of happiness and fulfillment. Here's the thing. The rattlesnake doesn't need to go away from you. Okay, like diet culture, fad diets, people working extremely hard for the things that they think that they need, that's not going away. We live in a world of busy, 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 go, 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 achieve, 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 right? It's never going to go away. But what you, my friend, what you can do is recognize that fighting and chasing and go, go, going it's not going to serve you in the long run. There's going to come to a point where you have sacrificed so much that you have nothing left, that you don't feel good. You have no energy. Your body isn't working in the way that it should. Okay? You're going to get to that point. So the rattlesnakes aren't going to go away, but you have the choice right now today to recognize that that venom is, you know, that's slowly creeping into your system is going to catch up to you, and you can avoid that venom. You can go and you can treat it and you can just live your life. In the scriptures, the word serpent comes up a lot. Okay. In the scriptures, we learn that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field the Lord God had made. We find that in Moses 4:5. We know that the things of the world that make us question our divine nature and individual worth are also very, very subtle. They creep up, and when they finally bite, it can be too late. How often do we hear, or do we, you know, are we taught that, you know, just this one little bite, don't take that first little bite or don't do that one little thing. Tiny little sins here and there will eventually make it so the big sins will be a lot easier to accept, right? It's the same thing. When we let little bits and pieces of things that make us question our worth, our divine potential, of the incredible vessel that our body is, when we let those things creep into our mind, all of a sudden you're going to get to a point where you're like, I'm never going to get there. I'm not worth it. I am never going to be worthy of love. I am never going to be worthy of acceptance. I am never going to be able to do the things that I want to, because you have let these things periodically over a time just creep into your life, right? You've let these serpents of the world and of diet culture and of, you know, body image just get to you. You've let all of these images on Instagram, on social media, of these before and after photos, of these models, of these fitness figures, you know, look at you constantly and think, wow, what am I doing? I'm lazy. You know, and you've just let them get to you. It's very subtle because none of those women, well, maybe some of them are posting to say, I'm better than you, look at me. But none of the, you know, most women aren't posting to make other women look bad. But a lot of times that's what happens because we constantly get stuck in this comparison mode, you know? And so it's just little by little that those things happen. If you are in that place, if you are in that place where the rattlesnake has bit you, where you have let things really get to you and you're feeling like that venom is creeping in, I've been there. Okay? I've been there. And it's scary to step away and get back to a place where you trust your body and you trust the natural cues that your body will send to you when you are listening. It's scary because this whole time you've been following a meal plan, or you've been eating the way an Instagram influencer eats, or you have been doing the workouts that are going to get you toned, ripped, ready for a fitness competition, right? You have been living by a written prescription of what the world thinks that you need. That's scary to jump off of what other people have been using and telling you to do, to go back to, I have to listen to what I think my body is telling me. That's scary. But I promise you, there are so many people cheering you on. There are so many people that want to help you and guide you to help you find that purpose again and to find that self-fulfillment and that confidence that comes when you know how to listen to your body, okay? It's really, really easy to enter into a world full of snakes. As for me, I'm choosing to steer clear. What about you? Thank you for joining me today. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. Remember, you are beautiful, you are strong, you are capable, and you are worthy of any good thing that comes your way. I love you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the So You Want to Lose Weight podcast. Please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast so you always stay up to date. You're part of the family now, and I'm so glad you're here.